many. And I can show you that Pioneer Village out here. We're building a new building out there, and we're going to have columns on it. We're doing that just strictly from a cultural standpoint.
Is this a local museum or something?
Local museum. But, you know, the houses here in Coast Town are not noticed for the columns. Where you find some of those old houses, some of those old two-story houses, a long time ago that had columns. That's just been 70, probably about 70 years ago since those things were built. So they're not, oh, you find a few houses. I could show you some of the old houses that are over 100 years old here, and they got columns. But the present houses are being built, they don't have columns to them.
Well, when you move out of that house after 38 years or so, or what you moved into, is that where you're at now?
When I moved out, well, I moved into my present home. I had that built, had that constructed. It's a one-story brick house. I live there.
What about its layout for different rooms and all?
Well, the front room where the front door is the living room. On the left-hand side is a dining room. Behind the dining room is a den. And behind the den is a kitchen. Of course, the kitchen leads into the dining room, or den, either one. And then I have three bedrooms back of that. Two beds. I have a servant room house. It sort of pays to build a house that'll last now.
Yeah.
I built that house for $18,000. I have been offered $45,000 for it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, in the last few months. But I really haven't improved it all that much. Real estate's just gone up in value. Sells for a lot more.
Yeah. How old did you say you were now?
69. That's awful.
Why is that?
That's pretty old.
No.
I wish you'd learn.
Some people I thought, geez, guys, they're up in their 80s and get around as well as I do.
Well, some of them do. Some of them pretty well preserved. Most of the women folks.
I wonder why that is.
Well, they never have worked it hard.
Some might argue with it.
Oh, they may argue, but for the most part, a man that's 80 years old has spent a lot of time working and having
more weight to get
kind of worn down. A lot of these women have not worked, and they've had servants, and they've gone here, there, and yonder, and had a good time, and never had any much to worry about. They're the ones that, they outlive the men way out there.
Hey,
man,
time for dinner.
Man, I think the average woman here in Texas is supposed to live about 77 years, and the average man about 68 years. Yeah, good little difference in age. So I'm 2 years on borrowed time.
Well, do you and your wife attend the church here in Fort Worth?
Oh, yeah. We're members of the Methodist Church.
Yeah.